are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Jim Donovan, who is filling in for Nathan Zagura on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So the topic of the day, Alex Mack and his future with the team. A lot of discussion about that last night at the premiere, the Cleveland premiere of the movie Draft Day, because Jimmy Haslam was there, the owner of the Browns, the guy who would be writing a pretty big fat check for Alex Mack one way or the other if one of those ways is matching, which the Browns have the right to do, an offer he might get from another team. So Haslam was asked last night, would you match any offer for Mack?
We want Alex Brown to be a Cleveland Brown.
We want
short and sweet.
Yeah. And I'm sure he meant Alex Mack, but I think I heard Brown there. But he wants him to be a Cleveland Brown.
And, yes, he does.
And that's a short and sweet. And it kind of summarizes the whole thought here of the mentality. You're going to get, you know, and that's the thing. Now, there's got to be, I want this team to be prudent. The decision to go down a road of heavy finance with him, you have to think about the other moves you have to make. You have to think about the Joe Hayden deal that's being worked on. You have to think about Josh Gordon long term. You have to think about those other contracts, Jordan Cameron, Jabal Sheard. Those are all coming around the corner, Jim.
Yeah, they are. And you know what? I've been impressed with a couple of our callers today in that they have looked beyond the frustration that I think a lot of people have, that a guy would not be ready to have pen in hand and sign a deal that would pay him over $10 million to come back to the Browns for a year, and have looked beyond that and said, hey, this is a, you know, he's been more than serviceable. He's been a very good player for them, a solid player for them. They haven't had enough of his like on the roster, and I applaud people for doing that because he's just doing what's been afforded to him, the opportunity to do this. He's trying to get the best deal. He's an intelligent kid in that he's going to wait it out, and he's going to look and see what's out there until the time comes, I guess, that it comes for him to make that decision. I think the right decision is to come back here, though.
Well, Joe Thomas, who is as close to Alex Mack as anyone on the team,
he's always a guy away,
really, really confident about Mack's return.
Well, there's no doubt he'll be here at least this year. I think that's one for certain. But I certainly hope that we can sign him to a long-term deal and keep him here for much longer than I am here.
So that's pretty you talk about succinct and definitive. Yeah. And he's talking to the guy, right, Jim?
I immediately took – I felt really good about the Mack situation after I heard what Joe said. Joe doesn't talk a lot, but he gets right to the point, and I think exactly. He's been in communication with him, and he knows what's going on, and he knows he's pretty confident he's coming back here.
And to the question of how important a center is to your offense, this is what a quarterback, Brian Hoyer, has to say about Mack.
You know, having Alex is huge for our offense, and his veteran leadership along with Joe on the offensive line, and like I said, learning a new system, a center is usually a big part of certain calls and things like that, so we're hoping Alex gets back here soon and things get worked out.
All right. So I think that sums it up hugely, but I like Brian's point about the learning of a new system and how important a center is to that, not only for what he does in his role, but helping out the others around him. And, you got a new piece to the equation in Paul McQuiston at guard, right? He's coming in there and likely going to be the starter at right guard for the Browns. So you've got that to look at, and I think you'd like to leave – John Greco exactly where he is at left guard.
Yeah, and the other thing to remember too, folks, is when Brian's talking about a new system, it is very, very new to this offensive line because it really is going to be a big new system for them on how they're going to do things with the way Kyle Shanahan's going to have them block and what they're going to be doing. Right, Vic?
Yep, for sure. All right, want to thank some people for being on this show. Terry Pluto from Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer columnist. We heard from Tashawn Gibson, of course, who sat down with Nathan Zagura and they stood up, actually. They didn't sit down, but he stood up and interviewed him and got some good stuff from him. The Fresno State football coach, Tim DeRuiter, was with us to talk about Derek Carr. We also had Kevin Jones, staff writer for the Browns, sharing his mock draft with us as well. We appreciate that and all those sound cuts that we heard from from Jimmy Haslam and from Brian Hoyer from Joe Thomas. Also want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show. She'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted later today on ClevelandBrowns.com. Our excellent producer, Jason Gibbs, thank you for putting all of this together. As always, a great, great job. Thank you for sharing your time with us, listeners and callers. Good stuff from them. A lot of intelligent calls regarding Mac and insights on both sides of the fence on that as well. All right, Jim, appreciate working with you, and we'll
do it again tomorrow. Absolutely.
All right, for Jim Donovan, I am Vic Carucci, and this is Cleveland Browns Daily, and we're driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.